It's the rare person that I meet who doesn't feel like he or she should be a little more physically fit. Certainly, it's true in my case, and I know it's true in the case of most of my friends. We try, and sometimes we succeed a little bit, and sometimes we don't. And that's why I wanted to invite Dustin Maher back to talk with us about physical fitness. Dustin is a leading personal trainer. He works at Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison. Trains more than 35 clients a week, teaches 11 classes specializing in fitness for mothers, and also in core training. He's the creator of Fit Fun Boot Camps. I want to talk with him about that. He's an ACE certified personal trainer. His bachelor's degree in kinesiology, exercise science from UW-Madison. And certainly pleased to have him back to talk with us about physical fitness, and you may join in with your questions. I hope you do. If you've got some questions for him or comments for him, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. If you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890, and you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Dustin, welcome back. Nice to have you with us again.
Thanks for having me back.
And you're on crutches.
I am. A couple weeks ago, I decided to get surgery to do some cartilage replacement. About 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with a degenerative knee disease called OCD, and something I've kind of fought with for many, many years, and it got a lot better. But hopefully, this is the final step in the recovery process, so yeah. It's going well.
Well, you're like everybody else, and you've got a... Got to go through that recovery training.
Yep, got to do all the rehab that the PT people tell me to do.
And do you do it?
Yes, I do. I know that all my clients are expecting that I do it, so and it's definitely the best for me. So I spend about 3 to 4 hours a day doing rehab.
Oh man, yeah, I think it's one of the things that's hard for us. I had some torn meniscus, and and I had some surgery, and it was hard in a way. It was a little painful at times, and hard to really keep to that regimen.
It is, definitely. I had my mom come down for 2 weeks and take care of me, which was
was great,
which was awesome, because I really couldn't function for that first week. But I feel great now, and I'm excited to get off crutches in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, so. Once you're on crutches or in that situation, it gives you a lot of feeling toward good health and the importance of being healthy.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I've known it all along, but definitely if you guys can relate, if you've ever been injured, really your health is the most important thing, and that's why I'm so passionate about what I do. And, I've trained multimillionaires, and really you can have all the money in the world, but if you are miserably sick and unhealthy and overweight and don't have any energy, you can't really enjoy, the money you did make or the friends you have or the vacations you take. So I really, 100% believe in what I do, and just feel grateful to be able to do it.
Well, Seth in Wausau has a question for you. Seth, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a quick question for your guest. I'm an avid cyclist and a runner, and I'm wondering if he has any resources or information he could pass on regarding stretching techniques. I stretch every day, but it seems like I'm at a point where I just can't get any more flexible, and I'm wondering if there's any techniques or ideas you could pass along, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Are you still on?
Yep. Still there, Seth? Oh.
If he's not, that's right. So a couple things I'd recommend. I'm a big fan of yoga. I think yoga has a lot of good benefits. I don't think it's the only thing you should do, but from a stretching standpoint, flexibility, it definitely is a great thing. And you can, get yoga DVDs, or you can take yoga classes. Another thing that is very popular these days is foam rollers. I don't know if you've seen these before, but they're basically just a foam tube, foam roller, and you can roll it on different parts of your body. And basically, it breaks up kind of the muscles that are tight, kind of get the knots out. It's kind of like a deep tissue massage on yourself, self-applying it. And that's a really good technique that you can use, too. You can just Google foam rollers, and you can probably get some really good websites for different exercises like that. And also, most people, I think, know, but you should always stretch after exercise. and not necessarily before. They've done a lot of research now the last 10, 15 years, and they found stretching before working out is actually has no benefit or in some cases maybe more harmful. So when you are working out, whether it's, you know, running, biking, lifting weights, you always want to do a warm-up, which means that you're kind of mimicking the exercise you're going to be doing, but at a lower intensity. But really, that static stretching where you hold the stretches 10 to 30 seconds should be done after working out.
What's the that's interesting. Why would you have problems if you stretch beforehand?
Well, the muscles and the muscle tendons get stretched out, and we have in our body called proprioceptive awareness. There's different muscle spindles within the muscle fibers itself that tell your body where you are in space and how extended or how relaxed your muscle is. So say you're jogging and your foot goes into a rut. So you have that split second where your body has the ability to recover from it and try to catch its balance. Or you might, you know, tumble over and roll your ankle pretty good. And so one of the theories is that when you stretch and hold those static stretches, those muscle spindles aren't as aware, and they can be, you know, not as strong and not be able to react as quickly. So that's one. But just the tendons and ligaments themselves get stretched out a little bit, which could decrease the performance and increase the chance of injury.
All right, let's go to Lois next in Palmyra. Lois, hi to you.
Hi, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a 60-year-old young woman who just had a hip replacement, a steel hip, total hip replacement, and I'm concerned about, I was limping like up for a year because of the hip degeneration, and now I'm going through rehab and PT, and everything's going smoothly, except I still tend to hip. To limp, and I think it's more of a mental thing than it is a physical, and I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of this limp.
Boy, I think your PT would probably be your best place to talk to them about it. I mean, like you said, it could be a mental thing. I know a lot of people who have had, say, bad ankles or bad knees their whole life and favor one side. They just are constantly doing that. So what you could do is have, you know, a family member or friend watch you walk even. And have them comment on it. Just be like, hey, you're limping right now, and then try to correct the form. Because is there any pain associated with it?
No. That's what's so wonderful now after I've had it. I don't have the pain. I have weakness. So it's been 2 months out, so I'm still not up to full activity, let's say, and I get tired easily.
Yep.
But I want to start water aerobics, too, and I don't know what type of exercises I'll be doing in the water, but I haven't started that yet.
Yeah,
but there isn't any pain.
I would say just be aware of it. And it sounds like you are, to some degree, of your limping, and try to just correct the form and then just continue to strengthen that hip up. Because I've had clients and know people who have had hips replaced, and they're able to get to a place where you can never even tell that they
had it. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's what you want.
And then the other thing I was wondering about is Tai Chi. Is that a good thing to start with a hip replacement, and I've never done Tai Chi before?
Yeah, I'm certainly not an expert in Tai Chi, but I've, you know, taken a little bit and am friends with instructors, and I would say it is. I would, you know, maybe talk to an instructor that does it, but Tai Chi is great for not only the mental meditation standpoint, but for balance and control.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yep, and so, you know, as long as they think it's okay for the hip to put, you know, that much pressure on it, I think it would be an excellent choice.
And the water aerobics probably be a good place.
Yeah, I think water aerobics would be excellent.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot for calling. You know, an earlier caller, you mentioned yoga, and I was talking to somebody about that the other day who said a friend had taken up yoga, and this was sometime a ways back, several months back, but it had really improved his golf game.
Yes, definitely. You know, back a couple of years ago, if you were talking about yoga, I would have said it's for sissies, and it's pretty wimpy, and I wouldn't have really recommended it for everyone. But I started taking it regularly a couple times a week, and boy, it sure helped me out a lot. And it's tough too, especially if you do power yoga. I've sweated through, you know, t-shirts doing it. I never thought it would be so tough, but it definitely does help. You know, golf games and any sport that requires a lot of twisting motion, because, you know, so many Americans and people in the world, their hips are really tight. They're lower back is tight, their obliques are tight, their hip flexors are tight. So yoga is just such a great way to increase it. I personally increased my flexibility, my sin reach, by about 4 inches in about 2 to 3 months, doing it twice a week.
Wow. Diane in Milwaukee is up next with a question. Hi, Diane.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you folks?
Great.
Good. I'm 63 years old, a retiree, and I had a bad ankle injury years ago and sheared off the ankle bone, and I have pins in it. They're still there. And consequently, one leg is shorter than the other, so now my left knee has gone, and insurance I don't have, so surgery isn't in the cards. So consequently, my exercise routine is, Jackie Gleason used to say, in the morning I get up and it's 1-2, 1-2. Okay, now the other eyelid. So I've put on a little weight because I'm not walking as well as I used to. You know, it kind of is painful. Some days it's good, some days it's bad. And I wonder if you have any suggestions.
Well, we just talked about water aerobics, and I think that would be, again, an excellent source. Something that is low impact is going to be your best. And things that you can do that just incorporate more upper body stuff. Do you resistance train at all right now?
Pardon me?
Do you weight train, resistance train?
Weight train?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
That's something I would definitely recommend getting into. I mean, from a weight management, body fat standpoint, you can burn just as many, if not more, calories doing that than even running.
Well, now, what would be a way to do that without having to go out and buy expensive equipment and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, you can do so many different body weight exercises. I've got on my YouTube video, Dustin Maher Fitness, just search for that. I've got tons of body weight exercises you can do. You can buy a simple set of dumbbells and do exercises. You can get them, again, off my YouTube website or, you know, just buy a book. But there's plenty of things you can do, especially upper body-wise for you. There certainly doesn't sound like there's limitations with that. I would probably stay away from some of, you know, the squatting exercises and higher impact. Mm-hmm. But focusing on upper body would be great.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Dustin Maher, our guest today as we talk physical fitness here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking physical fitness now with Dustin Maher, a trainer, a personal trainer, works out of Supreme Health and Fitness, trains many clients every week, and he's the creator of Fit Fun Boot Camps, which I want to talk with him about today. But certainly we also want to answer your fitness questions, and I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Love to hear from you. Give us a call. And Dustin, you know, I want to talk about a little bit about these Fit Fun Boot Camps. Tell us a little about those before we go back to Chris in Cedarburg here.
Yeah, Fit Fun Boot Camps are a program that I created here in the Madison area that focuses on total body fitness with a kind of emphasis on weight loss and toning and muscle gain. And we meet at local parks, and we have 3 locations right now. We are just expanding to 2 more in McFarland for a women's only one, and then on the east side of Madison as well. So pretty much we've got Madison surrounded and covered now with boot camps. And we use resistance training. We use the weights. We use parks. We use picnic tables. We use each other's body weight. We do a lot of teamwork stuff. And the goal is to be challenging but fun for everyone. And we're just finishing week 5 of 6 weeks of our first camp. And I just post-tested one lady, and she's in her mid-40s, and she started out doing 10 push-ups, 10 good push-ups on her toes. And she just today did 35 perfect push-ups. So for a woman in her, you know, 45 years old, it's pretty impressive.
And how do people get involved in that?
You can check out the website, madisonbootcamps.com, and you can also sign up for the free report you get with it. That's just free. And you'll also get subscribed to my newsletter that I send out usually twice a week, just packed full of fitness information. So that's madisonbootcamps.com. You can get all the information. You can see some videos of our camps. And this coming week, we'll have a bunch of before and afters of some of the boot camp. Campers.
Right.
And our new session will start June 30th. So 1 week from now, we'll start another 6-week session. So if you're interested, check that out. And it's extremely affordable for everyone.
What's the timing of it?
We have them at our one on the east side now just is going to start at 5:30 in the morning. We have some 6:30 in the morning times, some noon times, some 8:30 in the morning, 5:30 at night. So we really try to accommodate everyone's schedule. And we usually meet between 2 and 3 times a week.
Chris in Cedarburg has a question for you. Chris, hi.
Hi, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Justin, I have a 12-year-old who's a pretty active kid and doesn't find a sport he doesn't want to participate in. And he has a problem with what's been diagnosed as the Osgood-Schlatter's disease. And I don't know a lot about it, but the physical therapist recommended something that I'm interested in your thoughts on, and that was extensive stretching before basketball or soccer or football. And then the second question is, he actually is rather pigeon-toed, and I think that that causes stress on the knees, and I'm interested in your answer or thoughts on that, and then I'll just listen off the air.
Well, Osgood-Schlatter's, I'm kind of an expert in that because I struggled with that for a long time too, and that basically is a disease that occurs in mostly men, boys who grow really fast, and it's right under the knee. There are a bump forms, and it's calcium deposit, and it's extremely tender. I remember there's a couple weeks in, I think, 9th grade where I was almost crying because of the pain it was. Kind of feels like a shin splint. No, I have not heard about that extensive stretching before. You know, I guess he could try it. I don't think it would hurt him, you know, to try it. I know strengthening the front muscle, which is called your anterior tibialis muscle, could maybe help. And that's doing the opposite of like a calf raise. So you're actually pulling your toe in towards your shin. That could help a little bit. But ice and rest is probably one of the best things for it. And the good thing with that is it goes away eventually. So mine lasted, I probably struggled with it for about 2 years, but now I'm left with a nice bump on both knees, but or right underneath both knees, but I can hit it as hard as I can and it doesn't hurt anymore. So it's frustrating. It's painful. But you know, I think it'll eventually go away. And then for the other question, the pigeon toe, I think, you know, working on, you talked about that foam roller, kind of stretching out, rolling the side of the leg, the IT band could be an issue. You could have them see like a physical therapist or even a massage therapist that specializes in sports massage, and they can kind of evaluate maybe what muscles are tight, and they can try to work on loosening them up or giving them specific exercises to deal with that. So that's what I'd recommend with that.
Okay. Cindy and DePere, you are next. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, I got a question. After having 3 children, my stomach, one side of my stomach is still a little larger, maybe an inch or two than the other side, and I do a lot of aerobics. And the more weight that I lose, the noticeable it is. Should I start strengthening my upper body, or should I concentrate on my midsection?
Do you feel like the abs have been stretched out and they've not come together again? Is that the issue?
I really think so. I had one kid right after another. My kids are 8, 9, and 11.
Okay. But it's on one side more than the other?
Right.
Okay. Well, there's a thing called rectus diastasis, which is where the rectus abdominal muscle, which is what everyone refers to as the six-pack, gets stretched out. And in some women, that doesn't come back together very well. And if it's severe enough, it requires surgery, but it's probably not that bad for you. But things you can do, you know, upper body strengthening is certainly important, and you should do that regardless. And a lot of women do a lot of crunches, and they think that that's going to get it better. And if that's the condition you do have, crunches are actually the worst thing for it because they'll actually increase the separation. So what you want to focus on is pulling the abdominal muscles in using the transverse abdominal muscles. And that's
okay.
Basically like pretend like you have a weight belt basically, and it's, you know, inside your stomach, and it's trying to cinch it in. So those are your transverse abdominal muscles. So one technique I teach is called the vacuum move. And what you do is you exhale all the air out of your lungs, and then you hold your breath, and then you pull that belly into your spine, trying to make your stomach as skinny as possible. And you hold that for about 5 to 10 seconds. And it should be a deep contraction, intense contraction that you feel all the way from your sternum down to your pubic bone. And hold that for like 5 to 10 seconds, breathe a little bit, and do it again, and just repeat that. And that'll help pull that stomach in and keep it tight. And I would lay away from crunches for a while and see if it doesn't get better. Another one, planks. I don't know if you know what planks are, but you're either in a push-up position or on your forearms, and you're just holding a nice flat position, keeping your back flat, and again, trying to pull that stomach in. But the transverse abdominal muscles are what you want to really strengthen. And
okay.
And possibly if because you're losing weight, I'm guessing that it just looks worse because it sticks out more, and the fat had been hiding that difference a little bit. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy, for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. And Mark in Hudson is next. Hi, Mark.
Hello. Nice to talk with you. I'm an active 53-year-old guy and have been very busy running and jumping and doing agility workouts.
Yep.
And I have strained my Achilles tendon, and I've had to back off for a month and basically have no activity because the Achilles has been swollen. It's just now starting to get where it's, I'll say pain-free.
Yep.
So I need to do a bunch of something to get my Achilles back so I can ready to go and be active again.
Yeah. Well, I would say don't start off too hard and heavy. Jumping activities puts probably the most pressure of any exercise on the Achilles. So you might want to start off with, for sure things in the pool are always great. You can never go wrong with that. And, even starting to do some light jumping in the pool, in the water, will definitely decrease the force that's put on the Achilles tendon. And then you can work your way up to some calf raises and maybe some single leg calf raises. And then some jumps on land where you're not really jumping very high. And you're just maybe kind of squatting down and jumping up so that your just toes are just getting off the ground. And then slowly build your way up from there.
Any comments on bicycling on a road bike?
That should be fine. I would say try it out. Don't go too hard the first time. Keep it in a lighter gear. And if it doesn't bother you, I think that should be great.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And Don and Holman, it's your turn. Hi, Don.
Well, good morning or good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Say, my wife died 3 years ago, and part of my journey became being a couch potato. I'm 65. I've let myself go for about 3 years. I need to get back physically. What do I do?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you calling and being open with it. And I, definitely you got to have the right mindset first, and it sounds like you do. You're ready to take that next step. And you don't want to go full bore into any one thing. But what I would, start you off with is some walking. Just start off with making small changes. Eating's a whole other topic, but eating is very, very important. So you want to really work at eating healthy, and just starting off with some walking, and build your way up, and get into a light resistance training program. Using dumbbells, whether it's with a personal trainer or just getting a book or something to learn how to lift weights properly, and just doing some light resistance training, and then just continue to build it up from there. You can't start into a full-fledged workout, from nothing. But just start walking, get moving, and then as you build up, you can just go more and more intense.
My balance is so fragile. I seem to not have good balance. What can I do for that?
Okay. Are you able to walk pretty easily, or is walking challenging too?
Yeah, no. I can walk.
You can walk fine.
Okay.
Things like caller called him before, Tai Chi. That's actually a very, very good one for balance. Yoga. Yoga is pretty good for working on balance. But even just, at your place, be close to a wall or something to hold on to and just kind of stand on one leg. Maybe slowly bend down with one leg or touch your toe, on a single leg. Do things like that. A stability ball, those Swiss balls, those big ab balls, those are great to use for balance as well. You can sit on them. And, there's a lot of things. Doing things with your eyes closed as you advance, that becomes more challenging, closing your eyes and increasing your balance that way.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that you have something close by you in case you're going to fall.
Mm-hmm. And again, you have things up on your website.
Yeah, I've got my free newsletter that you should subscribe to. You can either go to DustinMaherFitness.com. That's my official website. Maher is my last name, Dustin with a D. So DustinMaherFitness.com or MadisonBootCamps.com are a couple of the great resources. And as the months go on here, I'm just going to keep adding good content to hopefully be your fitness expert out there.
Okay. Good luck, Don. Thank you.
Strap one again?
I'm sorry?
Give me the bootstrap one again.
Yeah, the bootcamp website is www.madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, bootcamps, bootcamps.com.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks. Good luck, Dan. Thanks very much for calling. Don in Holman is up next, I believe. Don, hello. Oh, wait a second. Wrong one. Dan in La Crosse is up next. Dan, hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I had a question for your guest. I've been dealing with plantar fasciitis for about 3 months now, and I have tried multiple different types of orthotics, various stretches, seeing physical therapy, having ultrasound done at physical therapy and friction massage, and had the steroid called ionophoresis patch on my foot for a while, and still not able to get rid of it. Wondering if your guest has any alternative methodologies try for that.
Is it painful all day, or is it?
Pretty much. The more I'm on it, the more painful it gets. I tried new shoes. I've got, I don't know how much your guest knows about shoes, but one of the maximum comfort or cushioning shoes, the Kinsey 2 Asics, and that hasn't really, it maybe it helped some, but it's still there.
Boy, I've you exhausted a lot of my recommendations I would have given you.
I'm icing it as well. And
Yeah, I mean, man, I know... You know, the higher impact, the more time you spend on your feet, the more pressure, the worse it generally is. You know, and if you're looking to exercise, again, I think, you know, low impacts, things such as swimming, maybe biking. I'm not exactly sure, depending on how it is. But I guess I don't have much better answers than your physical therapist have tried.
Yeah. Have you? And you've been working with a physical therapist?
I have. One other suggestion I received was trying acupuncture. I don't know if he's tried that before.
I haven't. I have clients that do acupuncture, and they swear by it.
Okay.
I haven't personally tried it, but gosh, you've exhausted a lot of other other avenues, so I certainly would say it's worth a try.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced the good feet orthotic? Or familiar with them?
I am not. I have not experienced it myself.
I tried those as well and didn't have fun.
Okay.
So just wondering what your...
Yeah, I mean, I know orthotics have helped some people I know, but...
Yeah.
But, boy, you've tried a lot of things.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks very much for calling, and good luck, Dan. Jocelyn in Friesland is up next. Jocelyn, hi.
Hello. I just want to say I'm one of Dustin trains me. You know, I only do a couple days a week, once a week with training. But I just wanted to say one of the things is I'm a triathlete and a runner.
Uh-huh.
And something for him is I came in wanting to be faster. And I just wanted to let him know that my my time before was 30 minutes, 33 seconds for a 5K run. And I just did the Dells 2 weekends ago. And a realistic goal is 28 minutes. And I hit 27 minutes and 2 seconds.
Good job, Jocelyn.
So I had to share that with you. But I also wanted to say to other listeners who are just thinking about this, Dustin has such a great program with his emails and newsletters that he keeps you motivated when you're, you know, not thinking about when you're not heading to the gym or even when you're having a weak moment. And he does confess some of his weak moments. And it's great to know that he keeps you aware of those situations, such as, you know, cookouts and friends, get-togethers, and all of that stuff. It keeps it in the back of your mind, and it helps build confidence and willpower. And that's something great that, you know, you never hear your trainer confess his, you know, his moment where he kind of had a couple slices of pizza when he shouldn't have. But it's great to know that he's human, but it helps you think that when you're in that situation next, that you remember that stuff.
Thanks a lot, Jocelyn.
So, thank you.
All right. Well, there's a you couldn't ask for a better advertisement than that one.
Nope,
That's great.
She's done awesome.
Thanks, Jocelyn. Ken in St. Cloud, Minnesota is up next. Hi, Ken.
Hi. Do you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hello?
Hello?
You're there.
Hello?
You know what? I think we lost him. We can hear him barely, but He can't hear us, so I'm afraid we're going to have to move on. Maybe, Ken, we can get a different line or something and get you back. Sorry about that. We had someone else who, I think, emailed in a question. Well, let's try it again. Well, hold on a second. Before we go to that email question, let's go back to Ken. Ken, are you there? No, not there. Let's go to this email question, which has to do with a hula hoop. And the person wonders, is the hula hoop beneficial for people with mobility issues?
Never heard that question before. I like the hula hoop. I've done it, you know, quite a bit in my day, and I think it certainly is. It definitely works the abs quite a bit. It's kind of like doing dancing, and it works in coordination as well. And you can actually break a sweat doing it too. So I think definitely hula hooping is a good exercise.
Man, I haven't done the hula hoop for a long time. I used to be pretty good at it. probably not nearly as good at it now as I was when I was 20 years old. That's probably for sure. Well, let's go back a little bit here to some of the other things that you do in terms of your training. And what do you do when you're working with, let's say, you work a lot with mothers,
yes,
for example?
Yeah, I have a class called Mamatone Fitness that I hold at Supreme, where you don't have to be a member. Any of my services, you don't have to be a member of the club to use them. But I work with women a lot. I feel like it's I think a lot of women are underappreciated, especially stay-at-home moms. They just have so much stuff they have to do, and sometimes they feel like they're doing it by themselves. So I really enjoy working with them. And we do a total body resistance training program. If you don't resistance train, I don't really know of a person or condition really that warrants not resistance training to some degree. I'm convinced it's the best way to stay healthy for a lifetime and to keep an appropriate weight, a healthy weight.
What is, somebody might say, well, resistance, what it really is that? What's it all about?
Yeah, so weight training is basically stimulating the muscles to grow stronger. And anytime you put an excess load on your body does not like it, and it's going to do whatever it can to not experience that again. So what it'll do is get stronger. And you can, resistance training can take on a lot of different forms, whether it's with weights, with machines, with resistance bands, with your body weight. There's tons of different things to do, but our society has gotten so, I guess, lazy and so dependent on technology to do all our work that we really don't, get enough of muscle stimulation. I mean, back, when everyone worked on farms and stuff, there was absolutely no need to yeah. weight train because you're always picking, carrying, things, loading things. So there's a no need, but now our society is just so. We don't work very hard physically. Mentally we do, but a lot of times physically we don't, and consequently our musculoskeletal system takes a beating.
And just with the moms too, having a 4-year-old at home, I know how difficult it is for moms or dads for that matter sometimes to be able to take the time to do it.
Yeah, timing is everything, and I've just started writing my first book, which I'm really excited about, and putting together a fitness program specifically for mothers to fit into their busy schedules, simple 10-minute workouts that they can do when the kids are napping. So hopefully that'll be out in the fall sometime.
Oh, looking forward to that. And again, you've got your Fit Fun boot camps. And to find out more about those, and give us those websites again, too.
Yeah, Dustin Maher Fitness. That's with a D, Dustin. Maher fitness.com is my home website. And then madisonbootcamps.com is my other one. And like Jocelyn said, I try to send out 2 emails a week, and I try to keep them real, and they're fun, and they hopefully get you thinking, get you motivated, and give you some great practical tips.
What happens if it rains, by the way, in those boot camps?
We do rain or shine. Actually, 2 weeks ago when the tornado sirens were going off, we were there, but no one showed up, and it was a good thing they didn't show up. But we do cancel if it's severe weather. But we go rain or shine, and it's all part of the fun.
All right. Dustin, thanks so much. We'll look forward to another visit from you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Dustin Maher, who trains and works with lots of clients every week, creator of Fit Fun Boot Camps, and he works out of Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison. And again, his DustinMaherFitness.com is one place to go, and Madison Boot Camps Dr. Jeff Hoffman.com is the other place. So go online, take a look at what he's got there. And taking a look tomorrow, Jack Socha has some advice on choosing, selecting, and using a digital camera. That's at 11. And then at 11:45, Jim LaLuzerne talks about prescription eyewear. So looking forward to that, too. In the meantime, thank you very much for listening. I hope you'll stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.